You are listening to Get Smarter with English, a weekly podcast for English language learners who want to combine their language learning with other kinds of learning. Every week, we will explore interesting topics and fun facts and catch up on some recent news, while at the same time learning new vocabulary words and useful phrases. So, are you ready to get smarter with English? Okay, let's get started. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Get Smarter with English. I am your host, Melissa, and from the title, you have probably guessed that today's episode is all about the new year, New Year's resolutions, and setting goals. It's that time of year where people are talking about what they are looking forward to in 2022 and what they would like to achieve. There are countless YouTube videos, podcast episodes, and Instagram posts about preparing for the new year and how to set goals, and everyone seems to be ready to be more productive than ever, with big resolutions and dreams for the year ahead. We often fall into this trap of planning and organization, and for the first week or the first month of the year, we're really motivated and we do all the things we said we wanted to start doing. Exercising, eating healthily, sleeping 8 hours a night, meditating, yoga, studying harder, learning a language, etc. Then all of a sudden you skip one day, then the next day, then a week, and before you know it, you seem further away from your goals than ever before. You are burned out from all the habits you tried to start at once, and you tell yourself you'll try again next month, which becomes next year. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about the concept of New Year's resolutions and where they originated, the most popular resolutions which people set, and how to set effective resolutions and goals for the year ahead. Firstly, where did the tradition of making New Year's resolutions come from? Apparently, we can thank the Babylonians for this invention. Around 4,000 years ago, in the middle of March, the ancient Babylonians would celebrate for 11 to 12 days. Sources differ on the exact number. The reason for this celebration was to honor their current king or crown a new one, and this took place during the time when crops were planted. This festival was called Akitu, and a major part of this celebration involved people making promises to the gods that they would repay their debts and return items which they had borrowed in the coming year. These were the first New Year's resolutions. The Babylonians believed that if they kept their promises, thus fulfilling their resolutions, they would be blessed by the gods the following year and have good luck. If, on the other hand, they didn't keep their promises, they would receive bad luck. The Romans expanded on this idea, and in 46 BC, Julius Caesar made January 1st the beginning of the new year. The month of January was named after the Roman god Janus, who could impact the future, and the Romans made sacrifices and offerings to this god on January 1st to ensure a good year ahead. Nowadays, most people set New Year's resolutions for themselves and not for any kind of deity or god. The most popular resolutions are to lose weight, to exercise more, to eat healthily, to stop smoking or drinking alcohol, to save money or pay debts, to reduce stress or focus more on self-care and self-improvement. However, despite their popularity, it is estimated that only around 12% of people who set New Year's resolutions actually follow through with and achieve them. So you shouldn't feel bad if you are not able to achieve your resolutions. But what if you really want to achieve these resolutions? Well, there are some things you can do to increase your chances of achieving your resolutions. Let's look at the concept of SMART goals. If you want, you can grab a pen and paper and let's plan our resolutions together. Each letter of SMART, S-M-A-R-T, stands for something different. The S stands for specific. You need to be very specific about what you want to achieve. It is recommended to try to answer these questions. What do I want to achieve? Why do I want to achieve it? Who is involved? Where is it located? When do I want to achieve this goal? And which resources or limits are involved? So instead of saying, I want to lose weight, you could say, by the end of the year, I want to lose 10 kilograms by exercising at home with my sister. Instead of saying, I want to eat healthily, you can try saying, for the next 3 months, I want to eat 5 portions of fruits and vegetables each day. Or, I want to stop eating sugar except for 1 day a week. Something like that. In my case, I'd like to get into a habit of exercising regularly. Rather than saying, I want to exercise more, I'll say, I want to exercise at home 5 days a week. So if you are doing this exercise with me, you can write your specific goal down now. Next, the letter M stands for measurable. You must be able to measure your progress in some way. If you simply say, I want to eat healthily, how do you measure that? However, if you say you want to eat 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day, you can physically count each portion and you can measure it that way. If I want to lose 10 kilograms, for example, I can measure that using the scale and making a note of my weight every week or two. You need some way to measure that progress is being made. Think about it and write it down. Next, the letter A stands for achievable. How are you going to accomplish this goal? Do you have the tools or skills required to do so? Is this goal likely to happen? Based on your action plan and what you want to achieve, can you realistically achieve this? If the answer is no, it's time to go back to the drawing board and start over. To go back to the drawing board means to change your plans or make a new plan because your current one isn't working. If I want to lose 15 kilograms in 1 year, but I plan to exercise only once a week and I don't plan to change my diet or my lifestyle at all, I will probably not realistically be able to achieve this in a healthy way. Similarly, if you want to save $1,000, but you do not earn enough money, or your expenses are too high and you cannot reduce them, you might struggle to achieve this if you do not change your plan or modify your goals a bit. It's okay to dream big, but when it comes to goals, we should try to make them as achievable as possible with what we currently have. So take a look at your goal now. Is it achievable? If so, great, we can move on. If not, try and change it a little bit so that it is more realistic and achievable. The letter R stands for relevant. This means asking yourself if this goal you want to achieve is relevant to your life, your lifestyle, your career, your values, your passions, etc. You can ask yourself questions like, does this seem worthwhile? Is this the right time to pursue this goal? Does this goal match my needs? Why is this goal important to me? How will achieving this goal contribute towards my long-term goals? You can write this down now. Finally, the letter T stands for time-bound or timely. How long is it going to take you? When is your deadline? How much time do you have to complete this goal? I think for most of us, when it comes to resolutions, we generally give ourselves a year to achieve them. So let's say 1 year. Of course, you might have more short-term goals, so you can just modify this based on your needs. So to finish this exercise, make a note of the time that you are giving yourself to finish this goal, and you can add information like the date you will start working on your goal, maybe including something like specific dates when you will review your progress, etc. You can customize this according to your needs. And there you have it. Through the SMART planning process, you now have a more realistic, specific, achievable goal that can be measured and that you have created an action plan for. It is difficult to achieve big goals, but hopefully we can all be part of that 12% of resolution achievers this year. At the end of every episode, we talk about some interesting news that has happened. This week, on the 31st of December, Disney will appoint a woman as its chair for the very first time. For the first time in its 98-year history, Disney will be led by a woman, namely Susan Arnold. There has been a lot of talk about women leading companies and being CEOs, and a company like Disney has a lot of power and influence. So for them to elect a woman as their chair is a big move towards a more equal world. Okay, and that is it for today's episode. If you have any tips for how to achieve goals, or if you have any comments, suggestions, recommendations, or questions, you can send me an email at getsmarterwithenglish, all one word, no spaces, getsmarterwithenglish@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can send me a message on Instagram or Twitter. I look forward to hearing from you. Once again, I have included some interesting articles which I found while doing research for this week's episode. So if you would like to read them, you can find them in the show notes. Some of them may be a little tricky to read as they are intended for native speakers, but they will give you some good reading practice. I have also included the new words and phrases I mentioned in today's lesson in the show notes, so you can find them all there if you miss them. Thank you so much for listening to the second episode of Get Smarter with English. Have a wonderful new year, and I cannot wait to continue learning new things with you in 2022. Until next week, stay curious and keep learning.